Welcome to Lifestyle Solopreneur, the community for entrepreneurs who put lifestyle first. Join your host, Flavia Barris, as she interviews successful lifestyle solopreneurs and shares ideas to help you find the perfect balance between lifestyle, business, and self. Flavia is an attorney, marketing expert, and founder of several online academies. She's been featured in major media, including BBC World News, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Post, ESPN Television, and more. Join us for this episode of Lifestyle Solopreneur.
Hey, Lifestyle Solopreneurs. Today we get to speak with Hilda Feinsod. She's a catalyst for personal and professional growth, striving to empower individuals and organizations to unlock performance and happiness. Specializing in mastermind, mental fitness, and coaching, Hilda holds 10 international certifications that validate her expertise in working with senior executives, their teams, and organizations for over two decades. As a leadership podcaster and author of Power Up, the Executive Roadmap to Transforming Life and Business, Hilda challenges individuals to achieve long-lasting results. Welcome to the show, Hilda.
Thank you very much for having me here. Thank you, Flav.
It is fabulous to have you here. And I love that in your bio, it said that you help people and organizations unlock performance. And then here was the key word that I loved, and happiness, because I am all about the human experience being one where we really need to kind of focus on what makes us feel whole and vibrant and joyful and happy. So I love that. Tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get from where you started? I'm assuming you weren't always a coach and working in this industry. And what transitioned you to what you do today?
Well, actually, I transitioned before. And thank you for asking. It must be a great story of transformation. I was a trainer. I used to train in sales and leadership and coaching and all that stuff. And once on a holiday, I was in a swimming pool with my daughter. She was like 19 at that time. And she said, "Mom, what do you want for the next year?" And I said, "I don't know why I train in so many topics and I don't coach, actually. So maybe it's a better way to see transformation happen in others." And I came back from that December, and January, I began to address the topic of how to transform myself into a coach. And that story was 20 years ago. So I forget about training. And today I witness people, leaders, organizations to transform themselves. And to see what happens when you invest in yourself from the inside out and you allow yourself to be different and to live in a different way. So that's my story 20 years ago. And I do have another one. 2 years ago, I began to be a writer too. So now I'm an author of 2 books, one in Spanish and one in English. You said Power Up, the name before. So I'm so glad I'm doing different stuff and everything is under the same umbrella, transformation.
I love it. And who is your typical client? So for individuals, what industry or do you have a particular client that kind of fits a mold, or are you truly very diverse in who comes to you? And there's all kinds of industries and all kinds of people.
There's all kind of industries, but I work with top executives in companies. I work also for entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, but my main clients are in great corporation in top level management roles.
And so when you are brought into, let's say, a company to coach and work with their top executives, what kind of transformation are they generally asking you to help them with? What are people at that level in these companies struggling with? You know, obviously it's different person to person, but I'm sure that you see some commonality or some trends or some things that seem to be more typical than others.
Yeah, the common topic is burnout, stress a lot, too many things to juggle with, and managing capacity, communication, and leadership. That are the main topics. Some companies, they think we can fix things. We don't fix things and we don't fix people. We actually work with them from the inside out, because if you change something, and that's why I work with top leaders, if you change something inside, you transform your inner relationships in the company, in the family, in the personal area. So I work with them not only to solve some issues, also to address others and to see different possibilities and perspectives to make it happen. So the common stuff is I'm overwhelmed, I'm overboard, and I need somebody to speak to.
What's so interesting is whenever I talk to someone and they've gone through that kind of burned out, overwhelmed, too much anxiety, just not able to enjoy anything at that point, a lot of times those people leave their job or industry. I mean, they just kind of quit instead of fixing the problem and staying where they are, because it's not always about the job, right? I mean, it's someone can be burned out having one job and then find a way to change themselves and how they look at things and how they do things and still have the same job a year later, but be a completely different person. Am I right?
Totally. Yeah, totally agree. Is the way you approach job. And when you present my bio, the thing that I love is put two words together that usually they don't come in the same sentence. And it's performance and happiness. So we at the company are people driven to deliver results, outcomes, success, performance, do more, act faster. And we forget about balance and about happiness and meaning and what do you care about and how you are going to address what do you care about, actually taking care of it. So we focus so much in goals that we forget to live.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the absolute truth? And you've written books in Spanish and English. I love that you're bilingual and you are an author in more than one language. I mean, there's people that wish they could write a book, just one book, and be an author. And you've done that in two completely different languages. I absolutely admire you for that.
Thank you very much. It's my first time as an author in English. It's a big, big challenge because it's not my first language. I love English and I love to relate with others in English. And I decided to go to a global market and finally to stretch myself, to leave my comfort zone, to initiate a business in English and to touch more life. And that's why I have a book 2 years ago in Spanish that is my comfort zone. And now I do have a book in another language. And I'm so glad I did. It was a huge experience and it's still every day. And I love because when you do something meaningful and big, you really transform yourself.
So for your kind of coaching and the work that you do, you know, is it mostly in person where you're doing traveling and going out to your clients? Or is there a virtual component? And did the pandemic change that at all? Because I, you know, for a while, everything was virtual. And I think a lot of industries had some permanent changes. Was yours one of those?
Yeah, it is. And I love it because it allows me to be wherever I want or I need and still coaching. The pandemic, before the pandemic, you used to say to the clients, I'm going to be in Spain 3 weeks, so allow me to do a remote coaching session with you. And my client said, no, I will wait for you. Thank you. I love in presence. So forget about it. When we are together again, we will be in the coaching session. And I said, keep going. We can keep going. And they said, no, please, no. So I couldn't, when I traveled, to coach nobody because we were face to face. And with pandemic, it's still remote. And I love it because last year I spent 2 months and a half in Spain. And because we need to find out the proper time to coach, I coach half of my days, every day. So it was amazing.
Oh, I just love the way that the world has become so virtual. Even just like you and me, we can have this conversation. We can learn from each other. We can, and we don't have to be even in the same time zone. And I love how flat the world is getting and how connected everybody's becoming. That's a huge part of what I think making it a lot easier to be a coach, to be someone like a consultant, because it no longer has to involve as much travel. It used to be that if you wanted to be a consultant or a coach, there was a lot of travel involved. How much do you still travel today?
Not very much because of work, maybe 2 times a year and that's it. And because I'm remotely connected with my clients, I do travel a lot for pleasure and to work from Spain or from France or from a small town here in Mexico, from wherever I want or I need.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about your book. I think it's got a great title, Power Up. That's great. The Executive Roadmap to Transforming Life and Business. What would someone find in your book? So if someone right now is looking for something to read, tell us a little bit about the book so they can see if it's for them.
Yeah, the book has 2 main parts. The first one is an awareness, because awareness creates choice. And if you are aware of what's going in your way, you can solve it. So the first part is to be aware of how difficult are changes and how we get so resistant and how to deal with your inner judge or your inner voice and how to stop that. Because usually when I ask my clients who gets in the way of achieving results, they said, usually me. And the first part is to understand ourselves and our blockers and stoppers and what is in our way of succeeding. And the second part is a model to go from consciousness and clear definition of who do you want to become until you sustain in the long run your changes. Because usually we stay for something the 21st days that they say we are going to build a new habit. And it's not true, because after 21 days, I will eat the cake or I will disorganize my desk. I'm not going to pay attention in the long run to the change. So it's not going to stick. So I propose a 4-step model and step by step with tiny practices, but sustaining in the long term, you will achieve goals. But we need to deal with our counter mentalities because we love to do fast and fix and shortcuts. And when I'm going to address results, is that it? Can I do more speed, a sprint and not a marathon? So we need to deal with that first to understand that if you want to transform yourself, you need to go day by day, practice by practice, improving, sustaining, and maybe in a few months, you are going to see results. And that is going to change you.
Amazing. I want to know what's next for you. What are your own long-term sort of goals and where are you going with your business? You've accomplished so much. What is in the future for you?
Yeah, I enjoy my lifestyle now. I am going to travel this year, maybe 3 months to Europe. I love my mornings because it allows me to go out, to walk the streets, to visit different places and museums and come back and have lunch and
have this coaching session with my clients. And what's next? Maybe it is a new book and I need to market more this book. And the book in Spanish is going to be an audiobook. So I do have plans for my personal life and my professional life. And I plans for my author career and enjoy life and enjoy what I do is my best present, my best present.
Well, I think you are doing it right. Your lifestyle sounds just delightful. You know, I'm picturing you just on those nice walks and you really balanced working and serving your clients with just having a life that you have designed and that you really enjoy. And that is so rare.
Yeah. Thank you, Fabia. I had this client, he's a CEO in his company. And he said, are you going to get connected in Madrid? What are you going to do that? And I said, picture it. In the morning, I work out and I walk the streets and I go to visit and museums and whatever I want. And I sit in a cafe and I have this breakfast. And after that, maybe I go back and I prepare myself. So this is the best part of the world and one of my passions to travel and be connected with others. And the second part that I love is to be a catalyst and to support others through transformation. So I have the best of two worlds, my personal and my professional life.
I love it. And how does somebody connect with you if they want to learn more about your coaching, more about you, and also about your books?
Yeah, thank you very much. My webpage is hildafeinsod.com as I write it. And on Instagram is the same. You can look me also at LinkedIn. And now I do every communication in English to be part of this global community. So you can find me in all those places. And of course, you can read me Amazon Power Up. It's a book cover, a book in physical book and electronic book.
Hilda, it has been so amazing to speak with you today. Thank you so much for sharing your time, your expertise, and your passion with us. We appreciate learning about you. And for everyone who wants to visit Hilda's website, it is hildafeinsod.com. That's spelled HildaFeinsod.com. Thank you, Hilda, for being on the show today.
Flavia, it was my pleasure. What a great conversation.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, and if you leave a review on iTunes, I promise I will read every single review. If you know someone who makes a full-time living from part-time work, and maybe this is you, please visit lifestylesolopreneur.com to nominate a guest or to nominate yourself. Because remember this, money doesn't buy happiness. But money in the hands of a happy person, there is no greater tool.
Today's episode was brought to you by the Get Shift Done program. It's a lifestyle-changing online class to help you define your business and lifestyle ambitions and to set goals in a way you've never experienced before. This class will 10x your daily productivity with methods that will blow your mind. And if you use the coupon code PODCAST, the class tuition is 99% off. Visit getshiftdone.com to enroll today.